Good morning, it's 8 o'clock.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Mumbela 29 degrees. We start in the Western Cape, where Kaizer Chiefs soccer star Luke Fleers will be laid to rest today. Fleers was shot and killed during a hijacking at a filling station in Honeydew, Johannesburg earlier this month. Six men have since been arrested in connection with this murder. They appeared in the Roodepoort match that's called yesterday, and the matter was postponed to next Thursday. Now, while the families of some of the accused of Fleers' murder insists police have arrested the wrong people, Fleer's father Theodore believes the law should be allowed to take its course.
For starters, no bail. You can start from there, and then they must get the full court proceedings that they need to get, so that everything can come out, so everybody can get closure to what has happened in our lives and in Luke's life and in their lives as well. We just want everything to go according to the law.
Defence and Military Veterans Minister Thandi Modise is reviewing a request from her predecessor and former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula for legal assistance in a corruption case. The ministry revealed the South African National Defence Force Head of Legal Service handled the request without proper approval. Mapisa Nqakula stands accused of soliciting over 2 million rand in bribes during her tenure as Defence Minister. Here's ministry spokesperson Amos Pahol.
General Modise's handling of the matter without following existing protocols is tantamount to disrespect of executive authority in the Department of Defense. Minister Modise is currently applying her mind on the request by Ms. Mapisa Nqakula and will subject it to the prescripts of the law.
With the elections just 38 days away, Chief Justice Raymond Zondo says it's imperative that the country reflect on the 30 years of democracy ahead of the polls. Zondo was speaking at the keynote address as the 14th Dalla Omar Memorial Lecture last night. He says Omar, who's known as an unsung hero of the anti-apartheid movement, would have been proud of some of the achievements the country has made.
I believe that the kind of judiciary that Dalla Omar wanted is the same judiciary that many of us wanted at the time for South Africa. It's a judiciary that is made of men and women of integrity.
Transport Minister Sindisiwe Chakunga is confident the country's train services will return to its former glory. She says it's crucial that the passenger railway network become the backbone of South Africa's public transport system again. The minister, along with the executive members of PRASA, relaunched the Nansfield railway line in Soweto yesterday.
By providing affordable and efficient transportation options, we have empowered marginalized groups, improved access to opportunities, and fostered greater social and economic inclusion.
And G7 foreign ministers have expressed strong concern about transfers of dual-use materials and weapons from Chinese businesses to Russia being used by Moscow for its military expansion. At a meeting in Italy, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken had urged European counterparts to increase pressure on Beijing. I'm Chanel September net weer die hoofnuus. Die eer Kaizer Chiefs soccer star Luke Fleers sal vandag in die Weskamp ter rustig gelê word.
The never ending weekend is never ending music you love. Jacaranda FM.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then